Penguin Audio presents The Shadow Queen by Anne Bishop. Read by John Sherrion. Prologue. Tyriel. 2 years ago. Still shaken by the storm of power that had destroyed half the blood in Dina Nihil only a few days before, the rogues came down from their camps in the Tamanara Mountains to face an unexpected enemy. The Landons, who had been brutalized for generations by the caretakers of the realms, hadn't wasted time. When they realized the surviving blood were stunned by the violent loss of queens and courts, they rebelled and decided that dying by the thousands was an acceptable price to pay in order to wipe out the blood in Dina Nihil. So the Landons died during those first days of the uprising. Oh, how they died. But so did the blood. The males in the blood's towns and villages died as they exhausted the power that made the blood who and what they were, until even the ones who wore jewels and had a reservoir of power had used up everything they had in the effort to defend the women and children who didn't have the strength or skill to defend themselves. When that power that lived within them was gone, they fought with weapons like any other man, but the Landons kept coming, kept fighting, and the blood, outnumbered, had no chance of surviving. Women and children died along with the men. The Landons, steeped in their hatred for the blood, set fire to the buildings, turning entire villages into funeral pyres. Then the rogues, trained warriors who had refused to serve any queen,